Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome you back once again to Del Rodell High School for the second half of our basketball doubleheader. And the game completed earlier, if you were listening, the Sacred Heart Irish girls got the win over Del Rodell. The final in that one was Sacred Heart 50 and Del Rodell 32. The Irish girls now 10-2 on the year. Del Rodell falls to 7-4. Up next, the second half of our doubleheader, the boys varsity contest. And let's move right to the starting lineup for the boys game. First of all, for the Del Rodell Griffins are coached by Coach Dylan Henrichs. They are 5-5 on the year. They'll go with Preston Engelman. Engelman, 5'7 and a senior. Zach Warren. Warren is a 6'2 senior. Zach Warren averaging 5.9 points per ballgame. Kellen McKinney is a senior at 5'11. Cooper Morgan. Morgan, a 6'4, the leading scorer on this team. He's averaging 15.2 points and 7.9 rebounds per contest for the Griffins. And round out the starting five for Coach Henrichs is T.J. Vitosh. Vitosh, a 6'2" senior. He's averaging 4.2 points per contest for the Griffins. As we said, they are 5-5 on the season. Starting lineup for Coach Doug Olds and the Sacred Heart Irish. He'll go with Cole Taft. Taft, a 5'11 sophomore, averaging 7.8 points per game. Jack Stice, a senior at 6'2. He's averaging just over 11. Brendan Lemrond, a sophomore, 5'9, averaging 5 points a contest. Joe Simon, the leading scorer on this team. He's a 6'4 senior, putting in 15 points and 10.7 rebounds per ballgame. And James Freshel, a 6'1 senior, has 5.3 points average per game through the first 9 games of the season. Coach Doug Olds has the Irish at 6-3 on the year. They're coming off of a big win over BDS at home last week, 53-41. They defeated BDS. The Odell Griffins, their last time out was against Tri-County. They came up on the short end, 62-41, to the Tri-County Trojans. You remember Tri-County handed the Irish one of their worst defeats in a while back before the Christmas break. So similar results against Tri-County when these two teams went up against the Trojans. Still need to have the public address announcer announce all these starters here over the PA system. So we'll step aside for a 1 minute timeout. We'll be back with the opening tip off in 60 seconds here on Sunny 101.3.
Your friends at Nemaha County Hospital urge you to be prepared for winter weather at home, working in your car. Pay attention to weather reports and warnings of freezing weather and winter storms. Prepare your home to keep out the cold with insulation, caulking, and weather stripping. Gather supplies in case you need to stay home for several days without power, including extra batteries for radios and flashlights. When creating an emergency supply kit for your car, include jumper cables, a flashlight, sand, warm clothes, blankets, bottled water, and non-perishable snacks. Also keep a full tank of gas.
Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for 3 generations. As your area Case IH dealer, we take pride in servicing all our customers. So whether you're looking for a Case IH Axial Flow Combine that leads the industry in productivity, or the Case IH Magnum Tractor built to fit the way you farm, for the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there's only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
People you can count on. Bruna Implement Company.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company. They're your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. Stop by and see them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serves you from 5 additional locations in northeast Kansas. You can probably hear in the background our public address announcer, Derek Long. He's the voice of Husker Volleyball. Up at the Bob Devaney Center, he does the PA work for all of their home volleyball games. And he has a daughter that attends high school here at Del Rodell, so they get him to come in and do the PA work. And he's, well, let's just say my friend Derek is enthusiastic, to say the least, as you can hear right now in the background, introducing the starters for Del Rodell. Again, recapping them for the Griffins. It'll be Engelman, Warren, McKinney, Morgan, and Vitosh. And for your Sacred Heart Irish, Cole Tapp, Jack Stice, Brendan Lemrond, Joe Simon, and James Freshel. similar records here, as we said. Sacred Heart 6-3, Dillon Rodel 5-5. Similar outcomes last week when they both faced Tri-County. So we may have a pretty even matchup here. I look for a competitive basketball game. Joe Simon, 6'4 senior, will step in to jump it up for the Irish. He'll go against Cooper Morgan, a 6'4 junior. So Morgan and Simon ready to jump it up, and we're about to get underway. The official steps in, and here's the tip, and it's going to be controlled. T.J. Vichaj comes down with it for the Griffins. Vichaj dribbles to the right elbow. He's double-teamed, has the ball stolen away on the steal. Fast break the other direction. Riving laying up. Ball tipped around, would not go down for Cole Taft. Taft got the steal, but couldn't get the layup on the other end. And then a whistle and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow is going to stay with the Irish. Sacred Heart will play it in on the baseline under their own basket in the corner. Inbounding it, Lemron will toss it in. Underneath to Simon. Oh, that was too easy. Got it right into Simon. Simon laid it off the glass and dropped it in uncontested. 2-0. Irish on top. Opening seconds here at Diller Odell. This is Zach Warren with the ball. Warren finds Vitash on the right wing. Bob Pass goes inside with it. Looking for Warren once again. Now this is Cooper Morgan. Vitash for three. Top of the key. Doesn't go. Simon comes down with a rebound. Joe Simon. Outlet pass. Lemron. Lemron pushes it down court quickly. Brendan Lemron back up to Simon at the top of the key. Doesn't want to take the open look. Vitash comes out to pick him up defensively. Off to Jack Stice, and he'll reset the offense. Stice being covered by Zach Warren in the man-to-man defense. To the right side, Lemron handles the ball. Stice lobs inside. Here comes Simon. Simon has the ball tipped away, and the steal grabbed up by Kellen McKinney. McKinney down court in a hurry, driving to the right side. Huge collision. Offensive foul is going to be called on Preston Engelman. Engelman gets called for the personal, and I'm telling you, Lemron went flying on the baseline down here. Not much of a matchup there as Engelman really sent him sprawled on the baseline. All right, here come the Irish offensively. Lemron with a pass to the left side finds Simon back to the top of the key. Simon holds the ball to the right elbow. Lemron tries to drive the baseline behind the back dribble. Gets a pick set by Simon. Looking for the give and go. Now a whistle and a reach in. Foul is going to be called on Kellen McKinney. On McKinney, his first personal team foul, number two, on the Griffins. 6:29 to play here in the first quarter. 2-0. Irish with the early lead. We've played a minute and a half. The inbound pass from Cole Tapp. Gets it into Stice. Jack Stice up top finds Lemron. Lemron backs it out between the rings near the midcourt circle. Now goes to Stice on the right elbow. Stice gets a pick set there by Simon. The pick and roll, no pass to Simon. Now they do get it into Simon, who feeds into the paint. Simon's pass goes to James Freshel. There's a try for a driving layup. The ball is tipped away out of bounds. Touch last by T.J. Vitash for the Griffins. It'll stay with Sacred Heart. Irish will inbound it under their own basket. Inbounding will be Lemron. Stands on the right side of the bucket. Gets it into Freshel. Freshel jump shot from 10 feet away. Can't get it. The ball is tipped around. Rebound. Fast break. Down court in a hurry. Kellen McKinney almost lost control of it. McKinney gets the ball back. Looks for Cooper Morgan. Inside the paint, there's a feed to Vitash on the baseline. Fall away shot blocked away nicely by Simon. Simon got up and blocked TJ's shot on the baseline. And the loose basketball picked up by Kellen McKinney. Up top to Zach Warren. Inside, Cooper Morgan. Shot is up, doesn't get it, but a whistle and a foul. And Cooper Morgan will be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots for the Griffins. 5:39 to play, first quarter, 2-0. Irish on top at the line. Cooper Morgan shooting two. The first shot is up and good. That's the first point of the ball game here for Diller Odell, and we've played nearly 2.5 minutes. Cooper Morgan, second free throw is on the way. It's up and good also, made them both. He averages 15.2 points per ball game. He hits 54% of his free throws, made them both that time. On the other end, here come the Irish down offensively with it. Joe Simon on the left wing, just outside the three-point arc, holds the ball a minute. Now gives it up to Cole Taft. Taft across court pass, give and go to Freshel in the paint. Freshel goes into Simon. He's in traffic against Vitash. Kicks it back down deep into the corner left side to Cole Taft. Down the right side, open look, Brendan Limron for three. It's in and out of there, no good, but the ball tipped away, and a rebound brought down by Preston Engelman. Engelman, outlet pass up court to Mitosh. Back it comes to Engelman. He'll bring it into the forecourt to set it up. Guarded defensively over there by Limron. From the corner, a three that's up and off. It doesn't go. That shot put up by Cooper Morgan. Ball is tipped away out of bounds. Tough slash by the Irish. Griffins will have the basketball under their own basket. 4:56 to play, first quarter. We're tied at two apiece. Zach Warren will inbound it in the corner. Lifts it up top. Lobs it out here to the top of the key to Kellen McKinney. Guarded by Limron. McKinney feeds to the baseline right side. Engelman. Engelman back to the top of the circle to Zach Warren. Warren goes into Cooper Morgan. Morgan, turnaround, shot up and off, no good. Simon there for the rebound on the baseline. Simon's going to bring the ball down court himself. Takes it to the baseline on the right side of the basket. His pass deflected away and stolen. Coming up with it is Engelman. Engelman down court pass, and there's going to be a turnover on Zach Warren. Warren couldn't get the dribble down. The ball was up by his shoulder. We got subs checking in now for Dylan Odell. Into the ballgame comes Xavier Zaborskoski. And also into the contest is Braden Wendland. Wendland checking in. Zaborski, I guess that's called. All tied up at two apiece with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Cole Taft. Beats to Simon. Simon drives on Vitosh. His pass across the baseline deflected away down there by Zaborski. He trusted last. It'll stay with the Irish. Low scoring so far. We're tied at two apiece with 4:18 to go here in the first quarter. Irish with the basketball. They'll play it in the corner on their end. At the top of the key, open look. Three. Oh, yes, it is a three. Up and good from the top of the key by Jack Stice. Stice just nailed a three from the top of the circle, dropped it in, nothing but net. 5-2, Irish up by three now, 4 minutes to go. Here's Vitosh for three, back of the iron, no. Simon takes the rebound away from Cooper Morgan. Down court pass to Freshel. Freshel's got a one-on-four fast break going here. Wisely decides to hold things up. Good job getting back on defense there by the Griffins. Pass comes to Stice. He dribbles between the rings out near the midcourt circle. Flips it to the corner to Taft. In traffic, back and in. Freshel out to Simon. Open look three, Simon. Back iron, no. Ball tipped around. Rebound to Cooper Morgan. Morgan, down court pass. Vitosh takes it in for the lay-in. Up and good. Falls to the floor. No foul, but he got the basket. T.J. Vitosh with his first 2 points in the ball game, and it's 5-4. Irish up by one. Cole Taft. There's a pass stolen away with the steal. Braden Wendland. Wendland decides to hold things up and hand it back to Zaborski. Zaborski sets it up with a pass to the right side to Cooper Morgan. Morgan looks underneath. His pass wide of the mark goes out of bounds. Tipped under there by the Irish. Subs checking in now. Back in comes Zach Warren back onto the floor for the Irish. I think that's Sipple check in. Kyler Sipple perhaps on the floor now. Waiting for the inbounder here. Baseline left side, Cooper Morgan. Collision with Simon. Ball tipped away and stolen. Irish are going to push it down court. With the ball comes Jack Stice. Stice looking underneath for Sipple. Can't get it into him. The ball tipped away. Touch last by the Griffins. It'll stay with the Irish. 2:44 to play first quarter. A low-scoring contest. 5-4. Irish with a one-point lead. Coach Dylan Henricks over here bending the officials here. Unhappy with that last call on the baseline, apparently. Stice gives the ball up top. Sipple almost has it taken away. Goes right back with it to Stice. Now Jack Stice will set things up. A pressuring man-to-man defense here from the Griffins of Dylan Odell. They try and go to Simon in the corner. Back up top to Limron. Around to Freshall. Around the horn. Here's a three by Stice. Got it from the left elbow. Jack Stice with his second three-pointer of the night here. And it's 8-4. Sacred Heart has doubled up the score now on the Griffins. All the way in for a driving layup. But no, a foul on the floor. Going to be called on Sacred Heart. The foul is going to be on Tyler Sipple. On Sipple, his first personal. Second team foul of the period on the Irish. 2:12 to go now here in the first quarter. Again, 8-4. Irish up. Ball will belong to the Griffins under their own basket. Here's a three from the right side, up and off, no good, Cooper Morgan. And the rebound comes down to Jack Stice. Stice will bring the ball up court himself, gives it off to Joe Simon. into the corner, deep baseline, left side to the basket comes Cole Taft. Taft feeds it again up top to Lemron to the near side. Stice tries to dribble away from the defender, goes to Simon with it. Just working the ball around the outside perimeter, outside the three-point arc. Stice has to come over and help out to get the ball from Lemron. Now back to Cole Taft on the near side. Stice to the top of the free throw circle, penetrated for a moment into the paint, then backed it back out. Now passes to the right elbow, comes over again to Simon. A minute 25 to go here in the first quarter, 8-4, Irish up by 4. Cole Taft for a long three, got it! Cole Taft hit the three from the right wing. He was left unguarded over there. And the 5'11 sophomore just popped that one in, nothing but nylon. Suddenly it's 11-4. Here's a three from the other direction, up and off, no good. And Simon's there for the rebound. Irish up now with the 7-point lead here, 11-4. Simon tried to put a pass to the corner. The ball is loose. Everybody's fighting after it. Simon comes out of there with it. Bodies all over on the floor. Now Jack Stice launches a three. It doesn't go. Ball tipped around, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Tyler Sippel. Sippel picks up his second personal, third team foul. 44 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's 11-4. The Irish up by 7. Griffins will have the basketball in 44 seconds to work here. Subs checking in right and left here. We'll get them picked up for you. This is Zach Warren bringing the ball down court. Warren kicks it out on the near side. Zaporski. Zaporski can't get to the basket. Now Warren in traffic. Goes up with a shot. They're going to say he's fouled in there. Warren very awkwardly jumped into the defender and then fell to the floor. The foul is going to be on Jack Stice. That's Jack's first personal team foul, number 4. And at the free throw line, Zach Warren. He's a 39% free throw shooter on the season. They're shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and good. That's Warren's first point of the night. 28 seconds to go in the quarter, 11-5, Irish up by 6. Warren's going to try and trim it to 5. Shot is up, in and out, no good, and the rebound comes down to Joe Simon. Simon gets the outlet pass to Jack Stice up court. Stice being harassed by Zach Warren as he gets it across the timeline. Off to Freshel they go with the pass. Freshel calls for help. Stice comes out to take the basketball. 10 seconds to go. Irish are going to play for one here. 7-6. Right side, Stice. Lob pass inside. Try for the tip, doesn't go. Ball gets away out of bounds with 2.2 seconds. They tried a little alley-oop there. Simon thought time was running out. He had time to come down and go back up and score with it. He tried to do a catch and shoot all in one motion, and the ball got blocked away out of bounds. That'll be Sacred Heart's ball. They'll inbound it. Jack Stice will toss it in with 2.2 seconds. He's under the basket on his right side. Lob it into Simon. Back to Stice for 3. And he got it. He got it at the buzzer. Great job. Great execution by Jack Stice to get his third three-pointer of the ball game at the buzzer. After one quarter, the Irish lead at 14-5. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Our presenting sponsor. sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from five additional locations in Northeast Kansas. All right, 14-5 your score. Irish on top as we move into second quarter action. The basketball will belong to the Griffins. Into fourth court is Preston Engelman. Down to T.J. Vitosh in the corner. Vitosh backs in. Turn around, spin move up off the glass. Couldn't get it. Simon with the rebound. Outlet pass to Jack Stice. Stice, two-on-two fast break. Had Cole Taft out ahead of him. Now Stice pulls up his dribble and gives it up top to Simon. Simon will reset the offense. Holds the ball for a minute, lobs it up to Stice, back out at the midcourt circle. They back it way out. Near side, this is Lemron with the basketball. Brendan Lemron, double team quickly. Goes with a pass again to Simon. Here's a three from Stice on the corner that rims in and out. The rebound to T.J. Vitosh. Vitosh, outlet pass. Kicks the ball out to Zach Warren. Warren lost his dribble over there. Almost had a collision in front of the scorer's table. Gives it off to T.J. Vitosh with the basketball. Working inside the paint. Spin move. Turn around. Shot up off. That won't go down for Engelman. And the rebound to Simon. Fast break the other way. Here's Cole Taft. Ooh, he had pressure under the basket. Didn't see him. Taft goes back to Simon with it. Now it goes to Preschel in the corner. Shot is up, doesn't get it. Preschel with his own rebound. Follow shot, it won't go. And the ball gets away out of bounds off of Vitosh. It'll stay with the Irish. Two chances under there, just not able to get the ball down for James Preschel. He had two pretty much uncontested shots and couldn't get him in. 6:45 to play in the first half. 14-5. Irish lead it. That was our score at the end of the quarter. Simon has the basketball on the baseline under the basket. Kicks it over to Freshel. Down into the corner to Taft. Back it comes to Simon. Working one-on-one with Vitosh. Top of the key, Freshel. Freshel to the left elbow. Down to Lemron in the corner. Lemron, ooh. Offensive foul going to be called on Preschel. Preschel tried to kind of pick Kellen McKinney off there a little bit, and he put an elbow out, and Preschel gets called for the personal. Timeout taken on the floor. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Before that timeout there, James Preschel tried to set a pick at the top of the key, but the problem is he threw that forearm out there and knocked the player to the floor, and that ended up in a personal foul. So now the ball goes back to Bill Rodell coming out of the break here. 14-5, Irish up by 9, 6:15 to play in the first half. T.J. Vitosh at the top of the key into Cooper Morgan. Oh, great job there. Cole Taft took the ball away, got the steal. Now Taft will bring the ball up court himself. Gives it around on the left side to Cooper Kanabe, who's in the ball game coming out of the timeout. Kanabe has checked in. He's a 6'2 sophomore. Again to Taft, looking for Kanabe under the basket. The ball is tipped away from Kanabe, knocked out of bounds under there by Cooper Morgan. And it'll stay with the Irish. Back onto the floor comes Braden Wendland into the game. Wendland checks in for the Griffins. Kanabe on the baseline under the basket, flips it out again to Simon. Simon, top of the circle, Jack Stice, and they'll reset the whole offense here. Stice to the right elbow. Finds Lemron. Lemron bounce pass, goes inside with it. Simon. Simon feeds to the corner. Open look, baseline right side. Three up and good. Nailing the three is Jack Stice, and that is his fourth three-pointer of the night. He's got 12 points in the ball game. 12 of Sacred Heart's 17 points belong to Jack Stice. All of them on threes. Now here's Vitosh under for a driving layup. It won't go down. A battle for the rebound. They kick it out to Engelman. Preston Engelman can't get a look. Hands again to Cooper Morgan. Morgan lobs into Vitosh. Driving lay-in up and good. Morgan with the assist. T.J. Vitosh with the lay-in. TJ has 4 points now in the ball game, and it's a 10-point Irish lead, 17-7, with 4:56 to go here in the second quarter. Here's a pass that gets away, knocked out of bounds, and turnover will give the ball back to the Griffins. Subs checking in now. I think we're going to have another timeout on the floor with a minute or 4:56 to go here in the first half. 17-7. Irish up by 10. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know that martial arts aren't just for kids? At Heller Martial Arts, we have classes for all ages and abilities. Kickboxing is a fun and unique workout. You can learn to protect yourself and your family with our Krav Maga self-defense program. You can start either course at any time, and the first class is free. No experience is needed. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts in Falls City, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Back to live action. Dylan Odell with the basketball into forecourt. Zaborski to the left side, deep in the corner. Here's a three on the way from the baseline. Left side up and good. Brayden Windland hits the three from down in the corner. And it's 17-10 now. Irish up by seven. Cole Taft for three from the corner on the right side. And Taft quickly answers with his second three-pointer. And the lead is back to 10 at 20-10 with 4:29 to go here in the first half. This is Cooper Morgan with the basketball. Contact at the free throw line. A whistle on a foul is going to be called on the Irish. Most likely that's going to be on Freshel. Jane Freshel picks up his second personal. Team foul number two of the quarter on the Irish. My name is Randy Gatula, calling the play-by-play for you tonight. Tom Cates, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny Studios. We're live from Odell, Nebraska, Diller Odell High School. There's an inbound pass with a whistle and contact, and another foul is going to be called on the Irish. This is going to be called on Cole Taft, his first personal. Team foul number three on the Irish with 4:24 to play here in the first half. Here's Cooper Morgan, shot into the basket. Second shot up and off, no good. Joe Simon comes down with a rebound, flips the outlet pass down court to Lemron. Lemron goes into Simon at the free throw line, up to Jack Stice, and he'll reset it. Coming out on Stice defensively, McKinney chases after him. Now Stice backs it out. 4 minutes to go here in the first half. It's 20-10. Irish up by 10. Stice goes around the horn. Down to Cooper Canabi, right on the baseline under the basket. Canabi feeds it out to Lemron. Open look three. It won't go. And the rebound brought down for the Griffins by Zaborski. Down court pass comes to TJ Vitosh with the ball. Vitosh on the baseline left side. Can't get the shot up. He's trapped down there. Tips it out to the corner for a three from the right corner. Off and no good. Vitosh with the rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good. TJ Vitosh has 6 points in the ballgame now. And it's 20-12. Here's a three by Lemron. Back iron. No. Vitosh with the rebound. TJ looking down court. He'll bring it on the dribble himself across the timeline. Now picks up the dribble out near the midcourt line where he needs help. They come out to get the ball from him. Preston Engelman with a dribble to the left side. All the way into the paint. Baseline down deep in the corner. Vitosh feeds it inside. Contact as Cooper Morgan tried to make a move to the basket. Another foul is going to be called on the Irish. This foul is going to be on Cooper Canabi, his first personal. Team foul number four. 3:01 to go here in the first half. It's 20-12. The Irish up by eight. Live tonight at Diller Odell High School here in Odell, Nebraska. Inbound pass, Zach Warren will lob it in. Into the corner to Cooper Morgan. Morgan holds it for a moment. A cross-court pass, ball is tipped away. Irish touched it last. They were looking for Preston Engelman down here in the left corner. Sacred Heart tipped it out of bounds. Now Kanami leaves the lineup, and in to replace Kanami for Sacred Heart is Kyler Sipple on the floor. Sipple checks in. Under 3 minutes to play now in the first half. It's an 8-point Irish lead. Here's a pass as wide, and the mark goes out of bounds. Not able to handle it over there, and the Irish get the ball back with an 8-point lead, 20-12. 2 minutes, 50 seconds to play here in the first half at Odell. With the dribble into forecourt comes Brendan Lemron. Left side, deep in the corner, in traffic. Ball tipped around and stolen by Cooper Morgan. Morgan gets the steal. Morgan down court, being harassed here by Simon all the way down the floor. In the paint, backing in the lane. Baseline left side, Morgan for three. Off no good. The rebound, though, is pulled down by Warren. Warren with a follow shot that's up and good. Zach Warren has 4 points in the ball game, and it's a 6-point lead now for the Irish, 20-14. Sacred Heart was up 20-10, had a 10-point advantage, and now the Griffins chipping away at that have got it down to just six with 2:04 to play here in the first half. In the corner, Taft back up top to Lemron. Now Cole Taft feeds around the right side to Stice. In it goes to Simon. He has the ball tipped away and stolen. Xavier with the ball down court across the timeline. Xavier moves inside the paint. Gives it up to Zach Warren. Lob pass in. Cooper Morgan. Little hook shot up and good. That's Cooper Morgan's first field goal of the night. His first field goal. It's a 4-point ball game. And we've got timeout taken by Sacred Heart with a minute 31 to play here in the first half. 20-16 our score. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
It's often been said, if you really want to know what's going on, just follow the money. When you bank with us, you can see how your money grows our local economy. Let's say a local store owner deposits his weekly revenues. Then a family needs a loan for a new car. The car salesman gets commission so he can keep saving for his kids' college. This chain is called the local economy. We don't break this chain. We keep your money working right here in the community.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, Sacred Heart led the ball game 20-10, and they've had six unanswered points here scored by the Griffins. They've managed to whittle that lead down to just 4 points now. 20-16, Irish on top, a minute 31 to play in the first half here at Odell. Glad to have you tuned in tonight here on Sunny 101.3. A big welcome to all of our Gage County listeners listening online, mscsports.net. You just click on Listen Live and select KLZA. We're glad to have you with us. We are aware of several friends here in the Diller and Odell area that are listening tonight online, and we're glad to have you with us. A reminder, we'll be back out here February 6th when the Falls City Tigers play here at Diller Odell. Yours truly will be on hand for the call on that one. That's on February 6th. Circle that on your calendar. Irish with the basketball. They bring it back into forecourt to set it up. Lemron, near side to Taft. Across it goes into the corner. Deep baseline left side. Lob pass into Simon. He's double team, triple team. They work it back around the outside perimeter to Cole Taft. Again, Jack Stice with it. Finds Simon. Vintage doing a good job keeping Simon away from the bucket. Here's a three from the corner. Up and off, no good, but the rebound to Jack Stice. They'll get another chance to reset with 1 minute to go here in the first half and a 4-point lead, 20-16. Cole Taft finds Lemron. Up top to Taft, around the corner, Jack Stice. Oh, nice feed inside. Turnaround shot up and good by Joe Simon. His second bucket. Put that one over Vitosh. The lead is back to six at 22-16 with 43 seconds to go. TJ Vitosh, spin move to the bucket. Shot up and good. TJ answered that one quickly as he got that into drop. There's a three on the way from the left side, up and good. Dropping that one in was Cole Taft. Taft nailed that three, and we're back to a 7-point lead, 25-18. Lots of action, lots of collisions, people on the floor, and I think the Irish are going to end up tagged for a foul here. Going to be on Cole Taft. That's his second personal, team foul number five. At the free throw line will be TJ Vitosh, and he'll be shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Got the first one down. He'll have a second shot coming. TJ with 9 points now in the ballgame. Another shot coming here for TJ. Looks to the basket. Shot is up. This one came up short. It's going to go out of bounds. And the Irish will get the ball back. It's a 6-point Sacred Heart lead, 25-19, with 19 seconds to play here in the first half, and the Irish will have the basketball. Inbound the pass, down court. They come on the dribble. Lemron with to set it up. 12 seconds, 10 seconds, to the left side. Around it comes to the near side. Kyler Sipple, 5 seconds. Down in the corner, they lose the ball out of bounds. With 3.2 seconds, Sacred Heart will play it in on the baseline. Now, you remember at the end of the first quarter, they executed this perfectly, tossing it into Simon and went right back into the corner to Taft for a three. Let's see what they do. Kanabe goes into Simon. Shot is up. No, Jack Stice got it. Jack Stice laid it in, and in both occasions at the end of the first quarter and at the end of the second quarter, with just a couple of seconds on the clock, the Irish perfectly executed the inbound pass play, and they got a basket in both occasions. So now, as we move to halftime, the Irish are up by 8, 27-19, your halftime score. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with a halftime scoring recap right here on Sunny 101.3.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska. Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website Althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Tonight's halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, at the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Dillard-Odell Griffins 27-19. Your score, Irish up by 8. Looking at the individual numbers, the Griffins are led at halftime by T.J. Vitash. He has 9 points in the ballgame. Cooper Morgan with 4. Zach Warren has 3. And Braden Wendland with 3 for their total of 19. From the free throw line, Dillard-Odell made 4 out of 6 at the charity stripe. Scoring for the Sacred Heart Irish, they're led by Jack Stice at halftime. He has 14 points on 4 3-pointers and a deuce. Cole Taft hit 3 3-pointers for 9 points, and Joe Simon a pair of deuces for 4 points for their total of 27. From the free throw line, the Irish did not shoot any free throws at all in the first half. They lead it 27-19. That's our halftime score. This halftime show this evening presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute break followed by a local weather update. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, and equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Cloudy skies with fog tonight with a chance of snow. Lows around 28. Northeast winds at around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected with fog early tomorrow. Slight chance for mixed precipitation changing to all snow. Daytime highs approaching 36. About an inch of snow tonight with another dusting Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Back with you here at Diller Odell High School. We are in Odell, Nebraska. Second half of our doubleheader tonight. It's halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish boys are leading the Diller Odell Griffins at the half, 27-19 in the girls' game completed earlier this evening. You heard here on Sunny, the Sacred Heart Irish girls improved their record to 10-2 on the year by posting a 50-32 win over Diller Odell. Griffins were led by Miley Weir. She had 15 points. Sacred Heart had three girls in double figures in that game. Gentry Lechtenberg led the way with 17 points despite sitting out the entire third quarter in foul trouble. McKinley Shore was in double figures with 13, and Sadie Chisel added 12 en route to that 50-32 win. Del Rodell now drops to 7-4, and as we said, the Irish, Lady Irish, are now 10-2 on the year. Lots of basketball to play here yet tonight in Odell. I look for this second half to be a knockdown drag out here. I don't know. 27-19, 8-point Irish lead. Sacred Heart led it 20-10. They had a 10-point advantage, and then they gave up 6 unanswered points and allowed Dillard Odell to pull back to within 4. And they were fortunate to get the inbound pass and the turnaround shot by Joe Simon with 2 seconds to go there to end the first half, and that gave them the 27-19 8-point advantage. At that moment, it was just a 6-point ball game. Again, we want to acknowledge and say thanks to Tom Cates, our producer engineer, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. I've been in those studios, Tom. I understand I've got a little better deal here. I'm at midcourt in the back row of the bleachers, a basketball game right in front of me. I recognize the fact that you're cooped up inside that small room of the studio looking at the control panel. Appreciate your efforts, my friend. We move to live action in the third quarter. Sacred Heart will have the first possession of the basketball. Cole Taft, a cross-court pass, goes to Lemron with it. Lemron on the right elbow, feeds deep baseline. Back down it goes to Jack Stice. They bring it back around the top to Taft. Skip pass across court. Again to Stice with it. Now they look to Freshel. Stice for 3. Nailed it. Jack Stice. That is his 5th 3-pointer of the night, and he has 17 points in the ballgame, and the lead is 11. That's the biggest lead of the contest for either team. Here's a driving floater from the right side that's put up. That shot launched by Kellen McKinney. The ball is knocked out of bounds. Touch last by the Griffins. Sacred Heart will have the basketball. So now the Irish with an 11-point lead, their biggest lead of the game, and they have the basketball here in the opening minute of this third quarter at Odell. Cole Taft gets the ball from Lemron. Back to Stice in the corner, looking for Freshel. Deep baseline right side, Freshel. In it comes to Simon at the free throw line. Again, they kick it to Freshel in the corner. Lemron top of the circle. Into Taft. Now Taft launches a 3 from the left wing that's up and off, no good. The rebound to Cooper Morgan. Morgan wants to push it all the way down court. He goes with a little floater that's round and round, and down it goes. Cooper Morgan had that one go around on a 7-20 before it dropped. Timeout taken on the floor with 6:47 to go in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair was to remind you that January is National Blood Donor Month and was to recognize the 3% of the U.S. population that donates blood each year. A blood transfusion occurs every 2 seconds in America, and a single donation can save multiple lives. The staff at Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair encourages those that are able to donate and help save a life. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair at Falls City will keep your equipment running. 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
6 minutes, 47 seconds to play in the third quarter here at Odell. 30-21, Irish up by 9. Sacred Heart has the basketball. We move back to live action. Cole Taft on the left wing goes up top to Brendan Lemron. Lemron looks to the right side, finds Jack Stice with the pass. They're just working the ball around the outside perimeter of this 3-point arc here right now. Looking at still on a man-to-man defense. Now Simon holds the ball at the free throw line, flips it back up to Brendan Lemron. Lemron, the ball handler, kind of the spark plug out here on this offense, goes to Freshel in the corner, deep left side of the basket, back to Freshel. Freshel moves between defenders, goes to the free throw line. They flip it around to Taft. Here comes Simon. Simon driving floater up and got it over Vitosh. Joe Simon with his 3rd bucket of the night. He's got 6 points now, and the lead is back to 11, 32-21. In the corner with it is Preston Engelman on the right side. Across court skip pass. Comes back to Engelman. Ball stolen away. Lemron with the steal. Wants to take it in. Pulls up for a jump shot from 12 feet away and couldn't get it. Vitosh is there with the rebound. Outlet pass from Vitosh. Comes up court to Zach Warren. Warren, right side, feeds it deep to Preston Engelman. Engelman, across court pass. High in the air. McKinney has to go up after it. Into Vitosh. From the corner is Warren for 3. Zach Warren hits the 3 from the left corner, 32-24. Trims the lead back to 8 with 5:15 to go here in the third quarter. Here come the Irish now. Let's see what they can do offensively. Simon, a cross-court pass. Lemron catches the ball right in front of the Sacred Heart bench in front of Coach Doug Goles. Up top to Lemron it comes. Now they go back to Simon. This is Freshel at the free throw line. Open look. Lemron, 3. Got it. Nice job. Brandon Lemron, his first bucket of the night as he hits the tray from the right corner out on the elbow. There's a driving lay-in. No, doesn't go. Kick the ball out to Mitosh. Now TJ thought about the 3, decides he doesn't want to take that. Pass to the near side to Kellen McKinney. Lob pass underneath Cooper Morgan. Flips it out to the wing for 3, off and no good. Rebound try for follow shot up and good by Zach Warren. Warren now has 8 points in the game. It's 35-26. The lead is back to 9. 4:19 to go. Irish, ooh, a pass almost got away there. Deflected by Simon and then grabbed up, fortunately, by Cole Taft on the far side. Taft being harassed. They give to Freshel. Freshel had an open look. Doesn't want to go for it. Bounce pass around. It goes to Stice. Stice has had the hot hand. He's got 5 threes tonight. Stice kicks it out to Lemron. Top of the key, Freshel. Around again to Stice. They lob inside. Here's Simon backing in. Goes up against Cooper Morgan. Shot is blocked away against Simon. And now the pass tipped away, knocked out of bounds on the baseline. Catching the ball last down there was Kellen McKinney. So the basketball will stay with the Irish. 3:45 to go in the third quarter. 35-26. Sacred Heart by 9 here at Odell. Griffins in a man-to-man defense. Lob pass comes up top. Freshel had to go high up the ladder to get that pass. They come to the near side. Here's Stice for 3 again. That time it's off the mark. Ball is saved from going out of bounds. Tipped in and grabbed up by Lemron. Great save over there by Zach Warren, but he tipped the ball right back to Brendan Lemron. Irish will reset the offense. This is Lemron in the corner. Brendan Lemron picked up the dribble, needs help. Taft comes to help him out. Inside they go again to Simon. Simon to the corner to Freshel on the left side baseline. Simon in the lane to Jack Stice. Free throw line spin move. Backed away from the defender. There's Taft for 3. Rimmed it around. Try for tip in up and good by Simon. Joe Simon there for the putback. He's got 8 points. The lead is back to 11. 37-26. Under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. 2:55 showing on the game clock. Zaborski into the corner right side. Zach Warren lost the handle on it and went out of bounds. It'll be off the Irish, and it'll be the Griffins basketball. They'll play it in on the baseline under their own basket. Tossing it in will be Zach Warren. Warren, a 6'2 senior here for the Griffins. He'll toss it into the corner. That's Cooper Morgan with the basketball. Morgan's back to a cross-court pass to Warren. Now Vitosh has it at the free throw line. There's Warren for a long 3 that's off no good. And Cole Taft had the rebound, but a whistle and a foul. Taft came down with the rebound. They slapped the ball away from him, and the foul is going to be on Cooper Morgan. On Morgan, that is his first personal and the first team foul of the quarter. Not a lot of fouls in this ball game. That's only the 3rd foul all night being called on the Griffins. 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 11-point lead for the Irish, up 37-26. They have the basketball. Freshel feeds to Stice in the corner. Stice up top with it. At the top of the free throw line, there stands Simon with the ball. Feeds it back again to Freshel. Now Lemron moves up to the left side of the lane. He wants to penetrate. Goes to Cole Taft. Taft again to Simon. Free throw line. Simon, Freshel driving baseline. Can't get there. Simon takes it in. Driving lay-in. Floater, no. Couldn't get it to drop. Cooper Morgan has the rebound. He'll bring it down court. Under 2 minutes to go in the quarter. 1:54. Cooper Morgan driving layup. Up and good. Cooper Morgan has 8 points now and is a 9-point lead. Here's a 3 from the corner for Taft. No, Morgan with the rebound. Morgan on the fast break. Freshel gives chase. He decides to hold it up and pull things up. Now Morgan goes in. Floater in the paint. Doesn't get it, but he'll be fouled. Cooper Morgan trying to take this thing over and inspire his teammates here to get him rolling. He got a basket a minute ago and just took it right back to the hole again. This time the foul is going to be called. Well, we're going to have to wait until they post it here. At the line is Morgan. First shot is up and good. Cooper Morgan hits the first one. The foul is on Joe Simon. On Simon, that is his first personal and team foul number one on the Irish. Cooper Morgan has a second free throw coming. Takes aim, launches it. Shot is up. It's good. Morgan with a pair. He's in double figures now. Has 10 points. And they're going to take Cooper Morgan out of the ballgame. Interesting. 1:30 to go here in the third quarter. Going to give him a little breather here. With a 7-point lead for the Irish. They led by as much as 11. Now the lead is 7. Offensive foul pushing off on the baseline. Vitosh was down there doing battle with Joe Simon. Simon shoved him off, and Simon got called for the personal, his second personal. Team foul number 2 with a minute 19 to go here now in this third quarter. The lead is 7. Ball's taken away by Simon. Vitosh tries to slap it away from Simon. He starts up court, and now the foul is going to go on TJ Vitosh. That's his first personal. Team foul number 2 of the quarter on the Griffins. Cooper Morgan back into the ball game. Also back onto the floor is Zach Warren after getting a bit of a breather here. A minute 11 to go, third period, 37-30. Irish up by 7. Sacred Heart has the basketball. They'll bring it up court and set things up. Lemron on the dribble, picks up the dribble, almost has the ball taken away on the far side. Now they come to the top of the key to Jack Stice with it. Stice goes to Simon. Simon, turnaround, spin move, blocked away, whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Cooper Morgan. Morgan gets called for his second personal, team foul number 3. It's a shooting foul, so at the line shooting 2 shots, Joe Simon. Simon has not been to the line. This will be the first free throw of the night for Sacred Heart with 53 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Shot is up and good for Simon. He's got 9 points. That is the first free throw of the evening for the Sacred Heart Irish at the 53-second mark of the third quarter. Joe Simon, let's see if he can make the second one. It's on the way. It's up and good also. He got it down. Simon in double figures now has 10 points. The lead is back to 9 at 39-30. Griffins trail. They come down court in a hurry with the ball, trying to get some offense going here with 44 seconds to play. Zaborski with the ball, skip pass across court. Inside, Cooper Morgan. Shot is up. Good. Morgan's hard to stop under there. You kind of wonder why they don't get the ball to him a little more than they do. He's got 12 now, and the lead is back to 7. Sacred Heart may very well play for one shot here. 23 seconds to go. It's a 7-point Irish lead. Jack Stice on the right wing with a dribble between the rings, top of the key. Gives up to Cooper Kanabe, who's back in the ballgame now. Kanabe gives off to Stice. They come out to challenge him with 8 seconds. Stice to Kanabe into the corner. 4-3. Simon tries to go up with a shot. It's blocked away. Here's your buzzer. Had a traveling call with 3-tenths of a second. The Irish will get the ball with 3-tenths of a second. All you can do is catch and shoot with 3-tenths. You've got to do it all in one motion here. Waiting for the pass. It'll just have to be a lob and a catch and shoot. And they got it off, but no basket. 39-32. The Irish up by 7 after 3 quarters. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, we've got quite a ball game on our hands here. The Irish on three occasions got up by 11, and now as we move into the fourth quarter, it's a seven-point ball game, 39-32, and Dill Rodell gets the first possession to start this fourth quarter. Here come the Griffins down court. T.J. Vitosh for three from the corner. Oh, doesn't go. A fight for the rebound, a whistle, and a jump ball is called. I'll tell you, Preston Engelman went to the floor hard. It was nothing flagrant. They were just two players going after a loose basketball, and Engelman went to the floor. Sacred Heart will have the ball on a held ball call. Possession arrow favors the Irish. On the dribble, down court, comes Lemron. They try to slap the ball away, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be on Kellen McKinney. On McKinney, his second personal, and the first team foul of the quarter on the Griffins. 7:37 to play now in the ball game. Inbound the pass comes into Simon. Joe Simon, guarded by Vitosh, takes it to the corner on the left side of the basket. It's a man-to-man defense. T.J. Vitosh. T.J.'s a big boy. He's 6'2". Now here comes Simon moving into the hoop. Kicks it out to the top of the key. Free throw line. Jump shot. Taft. Got it. He got the roll. It took a minute to get it down. But Cole Taft is in double figures. He has 11 points. The lead is back up to 9 now with 7:07 to go. T.J. Vitosh, the senior forward, brings the ball down court. They flip it to the left side. Driving, Zach Warren. Shot is up and off, no good. Freshel is there for the rebound. James Freshel will bring the ball down court himself for the Irish. Freshel flips it out to the right side. Open look, Stice, three. Got it. Jack Stice has had the hot hand. He has hit 6 3-pointers tonight. 6 threes for Jack Stice. Let's see what's going on now. Coach Dylan Henrich's up contesting something here with the officials. Still waiting to see what the call is. They're just going to say it's basketball goes to the Griffins after an 8-3. All right. Down court it comes into the corner. Vitosh for three. Got it from the right side. T.J. Vitosh hits the three. He's got 12 points. And the lead is trimmed back to 9 once again. Here come the Irish. Stice. Dribbling to the baseline, left side of the basket. Up top to Simon, between the rings, top of the key. Holding the ball is Brendan Lemron. Lemron, the sophomore point guard, backs it out. Coming out to challenge him is Kellen McKinney. It's a pressuring man-to-man defense now by the Griffins. We're going to have another offensive foul down here, shoving off underneath. This one may be on Freshel. There's been a lot of contact. James Freshel just picked up his third personal, team foul number one of the quarter. There's been a lot of pushing and shoving on the baseline down there, and occasionally the ref just decides he has to put a stop to it, and that's why those fouls are called. 44-35. The lead is 9 with 6 minutes to play in the ballgame. There's another big collision. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Joe Simon. Simon's third personal. Team foul number 2 of the quarter. Not a shooting foul, so it'll just be Griffin's basketball. They'll play it in under their own basket. Timeout taken, Sacred Heart. 5:59 to go in the ballgame. 44-35. Irish up by 9. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular. So you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Tula back with you at Odell, Nebraska, Diller Odell High School. We have 5:59 left to play in the fourth quarter. 44-35, the Irish up by 9. Griffins will have the basketball coming out of the timeout. Zach Warren to inbound it. Up to Cooper Morgan at the top of the key. The lob pass. Morgan wants to go inside the paint. They took away the drive. Back it comes to Morgan. Fall away, 10-foot jumper. Up and off, no good. Freshel is there for the rebound. Almost has it tipped away. Gets it to Lemron. He'll bring the ball up court. Lemron being pressured by Zaborski over there. Comes to Freshel between the rings. Irish with a 9-point lead. 5.5 minutes to go in the basketball game. This is Joe Simon on the dribble. Simon gives it again to Lemron. Lemron finds Simon in the corner. Simon dribbling baseline. Layup up off, no good. Got his own rebound. Kicks it out to Freshel. Freshel takes it in. Kicks to the corner. Open look. Stice for three. That one wouldn't fall, but the ball goes out of bounds off of the Griffin. Sacred Heart will get the ball back. A rare miss by Jack Stice on a three-pointer. He's got six of them tonight. He's got 20 points in the ballgame. 5:18 to go in the game. It's a 9-point Sacred Heart lead, 44-35. Freshel beats it inside. Simon on the right side of the baseline from the corner. A three that's up and off, no good. That one put up by Lemron doesn't fall. Fast break the other direction. Wendland with the ball. Braden Wendland into the baseline to Cooper Morgan. Vitash for three. Didn't get it. Vitash may have turned an ankle there. He's limping just a little bit. Rebound to the Irish. Jack Stice wants to take it in for a driving layup. Little pump shot in the paint. He's fouled. And we're going to have Stice going to the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots. We'll see who the foul is on here in just a moment. Warren is called for the personal on Zach Warren, his first. Team foul number two at the free throw line for Stice. The shot is up, rims around, and won't drop. He'll get another attempt here. Jack Stice will have another attempt coming. 4:47 to go in the ballgame. Stice could make it a 10-point lead if he can hit this one, and he does. Jack Stice hits one out of two from the line. He's got 21 points now in the ballgame, and it's 45-35. Irish up by 10 with 4:40 to play in the ballgame. On the baseline, Zaborski. Fallaway shot up and off, no good. There's Simon with the defensive board. Simon, outlet pass, gets it to Stice. Stice feeds to the corner. Down to Cole Taft, baseline right side. Back to the top of the key, Lemron with the ball. Lemron goes to Stice. Stice dribbles into the paint. Fall away jump shot. Stice in and out, no good. Battle for the rebound. Looked like Freshel had position on that one. Let's see. Yep, this foul is going to go on the Griffins on Preston Engelman. Engelman's second personal, team foul number three. Here's Vitash back into the lineup. Also Zach Warren back onto the floor now for the Griffins. Down to 4:15 to go. It's a 10-point lead for the Irish. Sacred Heart going to have to hurry to get it inbounded. Now they do get it in to the near side. It comes around to Stice. Brendan Lemron in the corner gives to Freshel. Back up top to Lemron. Bounce pass to Stice at the top of the key. Around the horn to Cole Taft on the outside perimeter. Stice, Lemron, and Taft just play catch with the ball outside the three-point arc. Sitting in a 2-3 zone right now. The Griffins just letting them pass the ball around out here, not coming out to come after them. There's the ball tipped away out of bounds off the fingertips of Preston Engelman. Well, those of you that left early, watched the girls' game and headed back, perhaps on your way back to Fall City, glad you tuned in to Sunny 101.3. We'll let you know how this thing finishes up while you're on your route home. Hope you're driving safely out there on those roads. 3:42 to go here, a 10-point lead. They go into Simon. Cooper Morgan comes to Simon in the paint, tap, no place to go, bounce pass, Simon, reverse lay-in, wouldn't go. Oh, they had it, and it wouldn't drop. The lead remains at 10. We're down to 3:27 to go. Skip pass across all the way to Vitash for three, got it. T.J. Vitash having himself a night. He's got 15 points, and that trims the lead back to 7 with 3:19 to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, during the timeout, the Miley Weirs is down here on the west end of the gym. She's got the student section doing the roller coaster thing, riding the roller coaster to try and get the student section fired up. 3 minutes and 19 seconds to play. The score 45-38. Irish up by 7. Their lead has dwindled to as little as 5. They've been up by 11 points, I think, on 4 different occasions. But these Dillardell Griffins, they're not going to go away. They just stay right in there and keep battling, and I think we're in for an exciting 3 minutes of basketball. Sacred Heart with a 7-point lead and the ball. 3:19 on the clock. Here's the inbound pass. Down court comes Brendan Lembron. Lembron is going to be fouled and knocked to the floor. And the foul is going to be called on Kellen McKinney. On McKinney, his third personal and team foul number 4. So on the next foul, the Irish are going to be shooting free throws. All right, pressure applied. They'll play it on the side. Oh, it goes into Stice. Stice is fouled as he goes in for the layup, goes into the stands. That was dangerous. Stice landed in the bleachers where there's a railing there. Got fouled as he went in for the layup. Stice will be at the line. The foul is on Zach Warren, his second personal, team foul number 5. Stice shooting 2. The first one is up and short. Jack Stice has now hit 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. He's got 21 points. Another shot here is up. This one is good. So Stice pushes the lead back up to 8 once again as we near 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. 3:05, 3:04, clock is running. Here's a steal. Jack Stice with a steal on the pass. Wants to set it up. Now takes to the baseline. Spin move in traffic back to the top of the key to Freshall. Coach Doug Dolts wanting him to just slow it down here. Don't do anything foolish. You're up by 8. Inside of 3 minutes to go. 2:49 to play. With the ball is tapped. Cole Taft gets knocked to the floor. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Preston Engelman. On Engelman, his third personal, team foul number 5. So at the free throw line, shooting 2 shots, will be Cole Taft. Taft is a 43% free throw shooter on the season. He has not been at the line tonight. Cole Taft looks to the basket. The first of 2 is up. It's good. Taft now with 12 points in the ballgame. Be sure to stay tuned for our postgame show tonight. We'll give you a complete rundown of the individual scoring. We'll let you know how your favorite player did here tonight. Cole Taft's second shot is up. It's good also. He hit them both. So Taft now with 13 points, and the lead is back to 10. You got to feel this game isn't over, though. 2:41 to play. It's a 10-point lead. A cross-court pass. Cooper Morgan dribbles in, driving lay-in up. Couldn't get it to fall. Battling for the rebound with Simon. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow in favor of the Griffins. Bill Rodell will keep the basketball. They'll have it on the baseline, right side of their basket. Zach Warren will toss it in. Warren lobs it into Cooper Morgan. Morgan looking for Warren in the paint across to Vitosh. He's had the hot hand. Again to Morgan for 3. Got it from the right corner. Nice job by Cooper Morgan to nail the 3. He's got a basket full of points. All right, the lead is back to 7, 48-41. Nearing the 2-minute mark to go now, 2:10 on the clock. Vitosh comes out, reaches in, commits the foul, and they're going to put Stice right back to the free throw line. On TJ, his second personal. We're past the 5 foul limit for the quarter. Stice, as we said, let's see, 78% free throw shooter. This one is up and good. Jack Stice has now made 3 out of 5 on the night. Normally hits 78% from the line. Stice, second free throw is up. It's good also. Got them both. 50-41. The lead is 9. 2:02 to go in the ballgame. Vitosh wanted to take the 3. No, they looked back to him again. TJ launches the 3. Got it! TJ Vitosh is having himself a night. He's got 18 points in the ballgame, and the lead is now down to 6 with 1:54 to play in the basketball game. Don't you dare go away. We'll be back with the exciting finish to this one after a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Odell, Nebraska. A minute 54 showing on the clock here in Odell. Our score 50-44. Sacred Heart clinging to a 6-point lead. A barrage of 3-pointers here in the fourth quarter by TJ Vitosh. He's hit 3 for 3. Now has 18 points in this ball game, and that pulls the Griffins back within 6. Sacred Heart's been up by 11 a couple of times. Irish will have the basketball against full court pressure. They inbound it, get it into Lemron. Lemron is trapped in the corner immediately. He's in trouble. They'll have to use a timeout to save the possession. Doug Golds burns the timeout to keep the possession as Lemron got trapped down in the corner. We'll step aside again, and we'll be back in 30 seconds here on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, let's set the stage for you here. A minute 48 remaining to be played here in regulation. Our score, Sacred Heart 50, Diller Odell 44. The Irish led 27-19 at halftime. They were up by 7 after 3 quarters, 39-32. And now with a minute 48 to play, it's a 6-point ball game. The Irish have the lead, and they will have the basketball. They'll be playing it in against full court pressure. They did it a moment ago, and Lemron got trapped in the corner, and Coach Golds had to burn a timeout to keep the possession. Every possession critical at this juncture of the ball game. Pressure will inbound it. He'll play it in the corner. Gets it into Simon. Now they got Simon in the corner. Freshel dribbles out of that press, gets it across the timeline, flips it out to the right side. Irish will slow things down and make them come out and foul now. Jack Stice on the dribble. Stice to the near side to Cole Taft. They're all over him here defensively. Up top it comes to Freshel. T.J. Vitosh trying to knock the ball away from Freshel, and now a whistle and a foul on T.J. Vitosh picks up his third personal, and that will send to the free throw line James Freshel. Freshel has not scored tonight. He is a 33% free throw shooter on the season. First attempt from the line tonight for James Freshel is up and off, no good. Freshel, a 6'1 senior. He'll get another attempt here. This one is big because you're up by 6 with 1:27 to go. He hits this, it becomes a 3-possession ball game. Freshel ready for his second free throw attempt. The senior looks to the hoop, launches the shot. It's up and it is off. No good. Still a 6-point ball game. 50-44. Minute 24, the clock is running. Cooper Morgan driving, laying up and good. Cooper Morgan went in uncontested. Full court pressure. 4-point ball game. Ball was loose for a minute. Lemron comes up with it. Gives it back to Freshel. Freshel still in backcourt. They need to get it across the timeline, and they do. Lemron now handles the ball on the dribble. Chasing after him there. They give it up to Simon. Simon is going to be fouled by Cooper Morgan with 59 seconds to go in the ball game. Cooper Morgan picks up his fourth personal. At the free throw line is Joe Simon. Simon, a 71% free throw shooter on the season. Shot is up and good. Simon got that one down. That's a big shot for Joe Simon right there. Puts the lead back up to 5. It was down there momentarily to 4. Second shot is up, and this one rimmed out. It was in and popped out on him. It's a 5-point ball game. Down court quickly, Zach Warren. Warren moves into traffic, laying up, good. Zach Warren laid it in and got it to drop. The lead is 3. Simon almost lost the handle on it, gets it up to Lemron. Across the timeline comes Lemron with the ball. Feeds it into the corner to Cole Tabb. Back up top to Simon. They come to Freshel. They'll go after Freshel. They wanted to foul him. No, now they get it to Taft. Taft again comes to Lemron. Lemron's in trouble. He'll be fouled. Meanwhile, the clock has wound down to 27 seconds to go. But, folks, it is now a three-point ball game. And I can't emphasize enough how huge these free throws are. The good news is Brendan Lemron, the sophomore, is a 90% free throw shooter on the season. Shot is up. It is short off the front of the rim. It's 90% on the year. Missed that one. Lemron will have another one here to try and make it a two-possession game. Second shot is up. This one is good. He got that. Now it's a four-point ball game with 27 seconds to go. In a hurry, Zach Warren down court with a basketball. They feed it inside. Vitash, turnaround, jump shot, up and good. Vitash has 20 points. It's a two-point ball game. Inbound pass tipped away. Touchlass by the Griffins. It'll stay with Sacred Heart. 15 seconds to play. Two-point ball game. Timeout taken, Sacred Heart. 15 seconds to go. The score 52-50. We'll be back with the exciting conclusion right after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Your friends at Nemaha County Hospital urge you to be prepared for winter weather at home, work, and in your car. Pay attention to weather reports and warnings of freezing weather and winter storms. Prepare your home to keep out the cold with insulation, caulking, and weather stripping. Gather supplies in case you need to stay home for several days without power, including extra batteries for radios and flashlights. When creating an emergency supply kit for your car, include jumper cables, a flashlight, sand, warm clothes, blankets, bottled water, and non-perishable snacks. Also keep a full tank of gas.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Sacred Heart Irish have led this thing by anywhere from 6 to 11 points throughout most of the ballgame, but now we're down to 15 seconds to play, and it's a two-point basketball game, 52-50. Sacred Heart up by two. When play is resumed, the Irish will have the basketball. They'll play it in on the baseline underneath the Griffins' basket. The ball was tipped, and I think they have to play it in the corner down here. So the all-important inbound pass down here in the corner, obviously against full-court pressure. Simon to inbound it. Irish need to get it inbounded safely here. Looking down court. They give it to Freshel. Freshel fouled immediately on the baseline. That only took 3 seconds off the clock. We're down to 14 seconds to go. And again, James Freshel is a 33% free throw shooter. He went 0 for 2 just a moment ago, and here he has a chance to again make it a two-possession lead with 14 seconds. Freshel, free throw is up, and it is good. Got that one to drop. Big point there for the senior to make it a three-point lead. This one would make it a two-possession lead with 14 seconds. Shot is on the way. Good! He got them both. James Freshel with a pair of free throws. It's a four-point lead, 54-50. On the dribble. Oh, wait a minute. We got a whistle and a foul there. It's going to be called on Lemron. Yeah, they've got fouls to give. That's only team foul number two. So the Irish can commit fouls here just to kind of break up the consistency of the offense. And every time they do that, it's another few seconds off that clock. We're down to 12.8 seconds to play. I don't know what the discussion is about right now. The officials are over here at the scorer's table talking to the clock operator. Perhaps some confusion about a substitute checking in, whether they checked in or not with the Griffins. We'll see. Here's the situation. 12.8 seconds on the clock. 54-50. Irish up by four. Diller O'Dell will inbound the pass at midcourt. They'll throw it in backcourt on the side. Griffins waiting to toss it in. Looking down court, they get it into the corner. Cooper Morgan, free throw line, bobbles the ball for a minute. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the floor. That's only the third team foul, and that puts the clock down to 7.7. This is heads-up basketball here on the part of the Irish to commit these fouls they have to give. And it puts a stop to the offensive threat, and every time they do it, it takes a few more precious seconds off the clock. 7.7 seconds on the clock now. 54-50. Irish up by four. They'll play it in on the baseline. Underneath, Engelman, ready to toss it in. Lobs it all the way up to the top of the circle. Inside turnaround shot. Up and off. No good. Here's TJ Vitosh for three. Couldn't get it. Ball tipped around. There's the buzzer. There's the ball game. And the Sacred Heart Irish escape tonight with a 54-50 win over the Diller Odell Griffins. And I'll tell you, a tip of the hat to both of these teams for a very entertaining high school basketball game for us tonight here in Odell. 54-50, your final score. Sacred Heart comes away with the win. Don't go away. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. Then we'll be back with the post-game scoring recap coming up right after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. As your area Case IH dealer, we take pride in servicing all our customers. So whether you're looking for a Case IH Axial Flow Combine that leads the industry in productivity, or the Case IH Magnum Tractor built to fit the way you farm, for the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there's only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
People you can count on. Bruna Implement Company.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
Now we welcome you back inside Diller Odell High School, where the Sacred Heart Irish have just escaped with a 54-50 win over the Diller Odell Griffins. It's time now for our post-game scoring recap. It's presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Well, an exciting basketball game here. The Irish led throughout most of the game with a rather comfortable lead, as much as 11 to 12 points, till right here at the end. And then a furious attempt at a comeback by Diller Odell made it an exciting finish for it. Let's look at the individual numbers. First of all, for the Griffins, leading the way tonight, TJ Vitosh in scoring. He finished with 20 points, 11 of those in the fourth quarter, including three threes that he hit there in the fourth. Also in double figures, Cooper Morgan finished with 17, and Zach Warren had 10. Braden Wendland chipped in three for their total of 50 points. From the free throw line, the Griffins went 6 out of 8 tonight from the line. For the Sacred Heart Irish, leading the way was Jack Stice. Jack Stice with 24 points, including 6 three-pointers in tonight's contest. In double figures with 13 points was Cole Taff. Joe Simon also in doubles with 11 points. 4-4, Brendan Limrond, and chipping in 2 at the free throw line there at the very end when it was so critical was James Freshel for his 2 points. That adds up to Sacred Heart's total of 54. From the free throw line, Sacred Heart made 11 out of 17 from the line. The score by quarters tonight. Sacred Heart led after one period, 14-5. At halftime, they were up by 8 points, 27-19. Had a 7-point lead after three quarters, 39-32. And then held on for the 54-50 win tonight over Diller Odell. In the girls' game played earlier tonight, heard here on Sunny 101.3. The Sacred Heart Irish also with the win. The final on that one was Sacred Heart 50 and Diller Odell 32. Want to remind you, we will have live coverage of Mudeca's tournament action coming your way next week, both here on Sunny 101.3 and possibly on KTNC. Now, we're all aware of what the weather forecast looks like for Monday. Depending on which TV station you turn to, anywhere from 4 to 8 inches of snow, maybe even more in some areas. So, here's what we're going to do. Just stay tuned to Sunny 101.3, and we promise you that the moment any decision is made Monday as to whether or not to play the Mudeca's tournament basketball games, the moment that that decision is made, we will notify you here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. We'll have that information. I also will be posting it on my Facebook page, Randy Gatula, the minute we know whether or not the games are going to be played. We hope the weather holds off. We can get the games in. But if not, we'll keep you posted, and you can stay tuned here for updates. We plan to join the Mudeca's tournament for the semifinal action on Thursday. Depending on the winners Monday and Tuesday, we will announce the teams and the games that we will be following. John Nixon will be joining me in Beatrice. We may very well both be on the air at the same time on both separate stations. We'll just have to see how it all plays out. But the 95th annual Mudeca's basketball tournament, we'll have it for you right here. Also, for our Diller Odell fans listening in, want to remind you that I will be back here in Odell on February 6th when the Fall City Tigers come to town. Fall City and Diller Odell, you'll hear that on Sunny 101.3. And, of course, as always, you can listen free worldwide at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select KLZA, and you can listen at no charge. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school basketball. For Tom Cates, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. Leading with the final score in the boys' game, it was the Sacred Heart Irish 54, the Diller Odell Griffins 50. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know that martial arts aren't just for kids? At Heller Martial Arts, we have classes for all ages and abilities. Kickboxing is a fun and unique workout. You can learn to protect yourself and your family with our Krav Maga self-defense program. You can start either course at any time, and the first class is free. No experience is needed. Call to find out more.